envious that he could not sleep, and went to his brother in the morning before sunrise. "Ali Baba," he said, showing him the gold piece, "you pretend to be poor, and yet you measure gold." By this, Ali Baba perceived that through his wife's folly, Cassim and his wife knew their secret. So he confessed all, and offered Cassim a share. "That I expect," said Cassim. "But I must know where to find the treasure, otherwise I will discover all, and you will lose all." Ali Baba, more out of kindness than fear, told him of the cave and the very words to use. Cassim left Ali Baba, meaning to be beforehand with him and get the treasure for himself. He rose early next morning and set out with 10 mules loaded with great chests. He soon found the place and the door in the rock. He said, "Open sesame," and the door opened and shut behind him. He could have feasted his eyes all day on the treasures, but he now hastened to gather together as much of it as possible. But when he was ready to go, he could not remember what to say for thinking of his great riches. Instead of sesame, he said, "Open barley," and the door remained fast. He named several different sorts of grain, all but the right one, and the door still stuck fast.